This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us over on our website. Enjoy all the features that we will share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com is the site. And we give it to you free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their sites. Go to freetalklive.com. You can create the content. Everything you see as you scroll down the front page, those numbered items are submitted by listeners like you and then voted upon by listeners like you. You get to decide what makes it to the front page of the website. And when you go to freetalklive.com, you click the upcoming stories link, and that'll show you all the freshest items that are being submitted by other listeners and you as well. So you can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. As we jump right into your phone calls, we'll start with Cody on the line in Maryland on the AMP lines. Hey, Cody.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's
on your show a couple nights ago, Ian, you had asked what the big deal with Hurricane Sandy was, being that it was only a Category 1 hurricane.
Yeah.
And the reason I've called is to provide some additional indicators that will hopefully convey the immense strength of what was Hurricane Sandy, as well as show some inconsistencies of what I believe is a flawed categorical system.
Okay.
Thanks for doing that,
real
Cody.
Real quickly, just the key attributes of the first four hurricane categories that with a Category 1, which Hurricane Sandy fell under, the maximum sustained winds, which is what the category system is mainly based on, 74 to 95 miles an hour, barometric pressure above 980 millibars, and Category 2, let's just deal with it, barometric pressure is 979, 965. Jump down to Category 4, approximate pressure is 944 to 920. Now, with Hurricane Sandy, the actual barometric pressure, which Mark brought up last night a little bit, was 946 millibars, meaning that it had an extreme lower pressure than the normal storm. And what this does is it causes a huge storm surge, which in New York and Battery Park was a record 13.88 feet, which is also description of what a Category 4 system would be.
And then finally,
there were blizzard warnings in West Virginia, and I don't remember the last time there was a blizzard with a hurricane. With the state, of course, the state screwing up everything with the state's category system, it really doesn't take into account the immenseness of this storm, and I really wanted to get that across since I'm a bit of a weather geek.
Gotcha.
So, why is it, and I heard on the, you know, some one of these weather guys say that this was the lowest recorded barometric reading on any storm like ever. And what causes the storm surge in this way?
Correct you, it was the second lowest pressure of any storm to come ashore north of Cape Hatteras. And with this, what the low pressure is pushing down on much of the actual ocean. So it's pushing it forward as well with the high winds. You got the jet stream coming across, which is pushing across this huge Arctic front that was coming across the United States, and then there was a high pressure over Greenland. It's like a big wall. And normally the storms go up for Greenland, but it pushed it back. So this Arctic front kind of like a fishing pole pulled it back in, so it had this left hook. So that really quick left hook had so much amount of power that it pushed it up into the actual coast. It's a little hard to explain, but it's four or five different natural occurrences. They're normally pretty immense by themselves, all occurred at the same time to spin the system like a top and push it right into the East Coast and Mid-Atlantic states, and it was pretty scary. It's not something, all those things together have never been seen before. So that's why weathermen really didn't know exactly what was going to happen.
Well, they never know what's going to happen. When have they ever known what's going to happen?
Anything more than 2 or 3 days out is an educated guess. I mean, the models, you can never account for all the variables. So it's really, I prefer meteorologists that go off of analogs, look in the past, because it tends to repeat itself over time, and then look at the models to see what kind of goes along with your ideas. But most TV nets only go off of the actual models, which I don't think is very helpful.
Well, very sciencey, very informative. Appreciate that. Anything else you want to add, Cody?
That's all. Keep up great work.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So basically, you know, my Florida ass was way too rude to people, you know, basically discounting the storm.
Yeah. Well, it's easy. So this is, okay. So what makes sense is to be cynical of a hurricane hitting you because you're one person standing in one place. However, when you're a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, what makes sense is to have empathy and concern for a storm everywhere, because every storm is going to cause damage someplace.
Well, I think I had empathy. I just didn't think it was as terrifying as they made it out to be.
I think you sounded really cynical, and I tried to, you know, this was when it was going on.
I believe I made statements to the effect of, you know, I feel terrible for anybody that's being affected by this or something like that.
So yeah, but your hurricanes, they're dumb. I'm from Florida.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to take them that seriously.
I know it is, because Sarasota's never been hit by one. Historically, Boston's had a heck of a lot more hurricanes than Sarasota has ever had. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just, you know, luck of the draw. And that's where we're from. So, yeah, you know, it makes sense to sit in Sarasota, Florida, and be cynical of a hurricane. But once you...
And I can also be cynical of people's building decisions. I mean, you want to build a house on a cliff next to an ocean. You want to build out a casino or a boardwalk out into the middle of the ocean. You're going to have problems at some point, right?
Humans love water. They're compelled by it. It moves constantly. It's an interesting landscape feature, and they're going to want to be near it. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I should be obligated to pay for your water.
Well, right. Fortunately for those people, the federal government backs up folks that build out in very dangerous, potentially waterlogged ways.
Agreed.
And so essentially, those rich people that are building those houses on, you know, in those locations where they're in severe danger of having problems like this, are essentially having their costs subsidized by taxpayers.
Yep, that's what the rich people need, subsidization. That's right.
That's how it goes. So I can be cynical about that.
I agree.
But for the average person, I tried my best to express, empathy, Mark, and
I know there's...
Just because I'm skeptical of the most terrifying storm ever doesn't mean I'm not empathetic towards those who were affected by it.
It may very well have been the most terrifying storm ever.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I think that, you know, I think the media has an incentive to hype these things up.
Agreed.
Because they want you to stay tuned through the commercial break. And, you know, I don't blame them for that. And good for them. And, you know, for folks that were inspired to go out and get prepared by all the hype, then I guess that's a good thing, too.
So, when a storm hits a metro like New York City, mm-hmm. and essentially, you know, this giant glob of buildings, whether it's inside or outside of New York City, is the New York Metro. When it hits some place like that, it's going to be far more damaging than when it hits just some deserted piece of coast or, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that made it so bad, was where it hit.
Well, usually the government makes it worse. And as we saw last night, the New York City government, Michael Bloomberg, decided to apply restrictions into getting into Manhattan this morning and also tomorrow, all day today. They were restricting cars to three or more people and turning people around who did not have the required number of folks in the car, which of course resulted in gridlock. According to MyFoxNY.com, it caused severe gridlock minutes after the change went into effect. City and state officials had announced that drivers must have at least three people in their vehicle to cross into Manhattan using any of the East River bridges and the Lincoln Tunnel all day. So basically from 6 a.m. to midnight today and tomorrow. All taxis, liveries, black cars, and other TLC-licensed vehicles are exempt from those HOB restrictions on bridges.
So just hire a cab to get in?
Basically, yeah. So as long as the cab has paid its, you know, licensing fee, then it's okay. A checkpoint set up at the George Washington Bridge was removed toward the end of the morning commute. It's not clear why the checkpoint had been set up at the bridge, which was not included in his announcement on Wednesday. The plan included limited the number of vehicles entering Manhattan after a dreadfully slow morning commute on Wednesday following Superstorm Sandy. Police are stopping to check cars at several bridges. They mentioned six bridges there. The checkpoints reduced traffic to one lane, and inspections appear to be taking several seconds per vehicle. Drivers who do not have three or more people are being directed away. So they're in order to supposedly solve the problem of a slow commute on Wednesday, they imposed this new three or more person rule and are now slowing cars down to one lane as they stop each and every car to inspect it to make sure it has three or more people in it. That makes sense.
It makes no sense at all.
855-450-FREE. But boy, what would we do without the government there to keep us safe from these natural disasters? 855-450-3733. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1726.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1769.39, $884.70 for a half ounce, or $442.35 for a quarter ounce. That's $1769.39, $884.70, and $442.35.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want, and the toll-free number here is 855-453. Sickle CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And I realize we never got to the Halloween costume story last night, Mark, so I don't know if you still have that, but at some point it would be cool to get to that, because we did promise it, the most popular Halloween costumes of 2012. 855-453 is the toll-free number. But we go to your phone calls, and then coming up, news about the Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein arrested again.
This lady's getting arrested all over the place.
She is a brave lady. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Jeremy in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeremy.
And she kind of reminds me of you a little bit. You get arrested wherever you go, too.
It seems like it sometimes. It does seem like it sometimes, Jeremy.
I will make a hell of a pair, huh?
I can't understand what you're saying. You're pressing your phone buttons at the same time as you're speaking.
Sorry about that.
I don't think you intended.
I just got this two stupid phone.
What time is it over there? It's only 2:30 in the afternoon, right?
Just Ian and Ian should hook up, and that way they can get arrested together or whatever.
You know, it should have been Gary Johnson who was arrested with her, but he wasn't back at the presidential debates when she was arrested. Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate hearing from you. Enjoy your night or afternoon, rather. 855-453. It's 2:50, 2:30 in the afternoon over there. Just so you know. 5 hour difference. 1-855. Wait, is it 5? 4. Could be 4 or 5, depending.
I thought it was 5. Do they not have daylight savings time?
I don't know about that. And that's about to flip, too, isn't it?
We're going to be falling back here at some point.
All right. So let's continue here. 855-453. Tom, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I just can't help noticing that the smokers prevailed on their government to force businesses to hire them, and then they call it employment at will, of course, even though it's against the will of some of these employers. And then, of course, the government forces us to pay taxes to pay for their doctor bills, but then when we ask the government for protection, like banning smoking in bars, all of a sudden, the smokers become libertarians, and they say, oh, no, it ought to be the golden rule. Whoever has the gold makes the rules. And the two problems with that is, first of all, it's the liquor licensing restrictions. If all of the bars allow smoking, then you can't just go open up another bar because they limit how many licenses they'll hand out. Mm-hmm. But secondly, what about our right to open a factory where we're not going to hire smokers?
And you know, you're absolutely right. Most people are hypocrites. They want freedom for themselves but don't want to see freedom happen for other folks because all they're concerned about is their own personal freedom. And, Tom, thanks for the call and thoughts. Appreciate it at 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, when it comes to a business, I think that a business owner should be able to discriminate based on whatever the reasons are. And smoking is a great indicator of early death and some kind of health problems. There's no doubt about it. And
right.
I'm an ex-smoker. I don't have a problem with people smoking. It doesn't bother me.
Me neither, but you're not paying their health care bills.
Right. I shouldn't have to. I'm sure I'm doing some things that, I continue to drink beer, and I love red meat, and I don't think anybody else should have to pay for my hospital bills when the time comes that I've got to, pay the piper.
Right, and historically, smokers, Tom's right on that when he says that, the smokers are on one hand pointing out that, hey, bar owners should be free to set their own policies with regard to smoking, but on the other hand, they want to be able to work wherever it is that they want to, whether or not the business owner is interested in that. And it is absolutely hypocritical of those folks. But then again, most smokers don't really bother to do anything when the government's coming after bar owners and other places in which they can smoke. There's some of them who will stand up and speak out for their freedom to imbibe the subject or substance of their choice.
I suspect those rules as far as having to not discriminate against people because of smoking, if those exist, and I suspect they do. I'm certainly not a lawyer and I haven't studied this, but I would suspect those came from court cases, not from legislation. That would be my guess.
Maybe.
And so the legislation is what cuts down on people's ability to open a business where they allow smoking, which I think they should be able to do. And at the same time, and also, you always hear the complaints about the servers who have to serve the smokers.
Right, because they have to work there, right?
Because the servers, A, know that smokers tip better. That's what I always heard when I was waiting tables. Mm-hmm. May or may not be true these days. I don't know. The smokers are paying a heck of a lot more for cigarettes now. But, that's what I heard, is that smokers tip better.
I wonder why.
I don't know, it's a psychographic, you know? People that are willing to smoke are...
You know, more generous?
More concerned about the moment as opposed to the long term.
It could be.
Just coming up with something here.
That's good enough speculation.
So, anyway, they, you know, these servers would likely want to work there, and it's not like it make you go to work every day.
Yeah.
If this studio contained... Oh, I don't know, unexposed uranium rods. I'm not going to come here. All right, I'm going to say, you know,
no, it'll keep you warm,
Ian. Until you can figure out some way to make I feel a little woozy, until you can do something about those unexposed uranium rods in the studio, I'm not coming to work.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll call in. You just can sit in the studio. You know, I mean, people make their decisions,
yeah,
and
it's bad enough you have to wear your moon boots around here.
Yeah, those are just for keeping it warm.
Yeah,
you do like to keep the studio a little chilly. It's better for the gizmos that blink and cause heat.
Yeah. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jill Stein, according to RT, Russia Today, presidential candidate for the Green Party, has been arrested again, this time in Texas, while attempting to resupply protesters camping out in trees to oppose the Keystone XL pipeline, according to anti-pipeline activists. The tar sands blockade activist says she was released soon after being taken to the Wood County Jail in Quitman, Texas. Dr. Jill Stein has been released on Class B misdemeanor criminal trespass charge, according to the group's website. Tar Sands has been protesting against the construction of the Keystone Pipeline for the last month. However, a spokesperson for TransCanada, the company in charge of the pipeline project, confirmed they are preparing to build around the existing blockade. Jill Stein and two other women came to resupply the tree sitters in Winnsboro, Texas. Stein and a freelance journalist were subsequently detained by TransCanada security and handed over to the police. Now, I honestly don't know much about the pipeline. I've heard, you know, that there's some controversy about it.
It's bad. You know, basically, the one thing that I have a problem with is I don't care if you build a giant fat road.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me. But when you're taking away people's farms and property as a result...
They're using eminent domain to do this.
As I understand it, they're doing a great deal of that.
I bet you can
imagine that they would. I mean, a big road's going to be that much harder to turn than a small road. But you can be sure that any of the turns, every turn that's in that road... It goes through some wealthy person's property that wanted to sell at a great price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who made some money doing it. But, you know, I can also see how the difficult thing is when it comes to the environmental impacts. Currently, the government is tasked with the job of protecting the environment.
That's a bad idea.
Right. Whoever put them in charge clearly wasn't thinking ahead because, well, this is an organization that has no culpability or responsibility. So
yeah, they're terrible at managing land and managing the environment.
Absolutely. And so I understand why people who have concerns about environmental impacts are petitioning the government to get things fixed. But what they really should be asking is, hey, just sell us this land.
855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You got to hand it to Jill Stein. She puts her beliefs, you know, she puts her butt where her beliefs are. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us over on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a lot of them. The mobile site is one of them. You can go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Someone was asking on, I think it was Twitter last night, what is a good app for listening online if you are listening via your Android phone? And if you just go to m.freetalklive.com, we link to one or two of them right there on the page. So it makes it easy to hook up with an app if you don't already have one. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
There's an M in AMP.
That's true. 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, take control of these airwaves.
We were just talking about our, they're during the break, talking about our friends in Phoenix, and actually 4409, this activist who does videotaping of the police and stuff like that, looks like he's been arrested. We don't really know much.
Yep. I don't know anything else about it. You saw some video.
Yeah,
some video that he, apparently he was arrested for posting video.
Well, no. He was arrested 9 hours after posting a video. So there's, we have two facts.
But it was supposedly regarding the video that he posted?
The people that he videotaped in the video that he posted then arrested him.
Nine hours later.
So you have that.
If you're in Arizona, you can clue us in. Feel free. 855-450-FREE.
You can go see that story at freedomsphoenix.com. They have a news aggregator over there, and it's great. I get their daily update. It's freedoms with an S, freedomphoenix.com.
Hey, so coming up, the Halloween costumes that were the most popular in 2012. Mark has that story for us. Also, news about the future cities development. We had talked about this previously, the Honduras experiment, where the idea was to basically have this company go down and buy up some swaths of land in Honduras.
Small swaths, really. I mean, it wasn't that big.
With the approval of the Honduran government, and create what were supposed to be free cities. Well, unfortunately, it just didn't pan out. In fact, it failed before it even got off the ground in any way, shape, or form.
Probably a lot of money put into it. I wouldn't say
several million dollars.
Yeah.
Well, there was investors that put money into it, but it never, it didn't even clear a single tree from the forest. They didn't build a single...
You had to get through the governmental apparatus, and so the legislature changed the constitution of Honduras in order to make it constitutional, and then the Supreme Court of Honduras ruled the constitution unconstitutional.
Well, that's just what those courts do. They're there to protect the state, and this was something that in some way threatened the so-called sovereignty of
Honduras. The sovereignty of the people. the people. The idea is that you don't own your land. Everybody else altogether owns your land.
I have a statement here from Patry Friedman. Mm. Mark, we've talked to Patry in the past.
Yeah, Patry's a
program,
good guy.
And he's the grandson of Milton Friedman?
That's right.
Is that right? So... he posts on his website, or some website, 1000nations.com. Maybe it's his site, I'm not sure. Greetings all. As you may be unsurprised to hear after reading about the Honduran Supreme Court case, my company, Future Cities Development, has ceased operations.
Mm.
Here's the full announcement. In July 2011, Honduras amended their constitution to create the world's first free city program, passing with a vote of 126-1. Sounded like it was, a sure thing.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt.
The RED program was intended to create new cities on empty land with semi-independent governance systems under Honduran and international oversight. So as we had discovered when we dug a little deeper into this news, it really wasn't a totally free situation. All whatever their rules would have to have gone through the Honduran legislature.
Not all of them, but some of them, yes.
There was a significant amount of oversight by the state of Honduras.
Well, yeah, it wasn't going to be a completely... They weren't buying a kingdom, but what they were doing is buying a level of autonomy from the Honduran government, where they were intending to implement best practices of other countries around the world. I mean, I think anybody in their right mind could say that some countries do some things better than other countries. And what Michael Strong, I guess the guy who was in charge of Future Cities, was...
No, he was with a different group.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, what his claim, we interviewed him, was is that the English common law system was a very good legal system, and they were going to use that and then sort of other things and try to make essentially a Hong Kong of the West. Hong Kong is the freest little, economically freest little spot of land on the planet, and if you could mimic that, then you would increase trade in that area and provide lots and lots of jobs. Hong Kong is a barren little rock sitting out in the ocean that
pretty
has
much no
millions
natural
of
resources.
People on it.
Yeah.
Now, they're not on, millions of people aren't on that because they own the resources of this great and lush land. They're there because people are doing business. And if you get government out of the way and you let business do business, people make jobs, they make better lives, they make they make the world better. Once there's a certain level of wealth, then it's going to be really going to trickle down and provide a lot of wealth for the rest of the planet. I think that we're probably going to see, if not my generation, the next one coming. Free energy, the production of essentially free production of consumer goods.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about 3D printing out there, you can buy a 3D printer that will make a new 3D printer. Once you have these 3D printers that can make all kinds of consumer goods that you currently drive a car to the store to get, then you
are a big deal.
Much more self-sufficient. You can have one on every street or something like that that produces the lawnmowers and the cars and the things that people need, and then you have the smaller ones in the house that produce the little things that you need. You're in pretty good shape. And if you need another one, you build it. It just was, one's going to be spit out in a few minutes.
By the way, Hong Kong, population 7 million. Density of population, the fourth most dense population in the entire world.
I'm surprised it's not the most dense population.
I was surprised by that, too. With 6,452 people per square kilometer in Hong Kong. The only places that beat Hong Kong as far as density is concerned is Singapore, and then
another
Monaco.
Very economically free place.
Yep.
Another very economically free place.
And Macau in China.
A very economically free place. So, interesting that the most economically free places is where people are willing to pile up to live.
That is interesting. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So back to the release here.
It's almost a lesson that one could learn.
Future Cities
freedom.
Development Incorporated. Again, they're shutting down. Patrick Friedman writes, because we share a deep passion for innovative governance, we responded by founding Future Cities Development in August of 2011, so they made it just over a year. We saw the historically unprecedented program as compelling and an urgent opportunity to improve economic prospects for Hondurans and put our principles into action. Unfortunately, the early political momentum for the RED program faltered, and the program's implementation suffered a number of setbacks and delays over the last year. These culminated in the October 18, 2012 ruling by the Honduran Supreme Court that the RED legislation was unconstitutional by a vote of 13-2.
I would love to hear. I wish I could get a Honduran judge that voted for this or against it. I don't care. Someone to explain
There's
to me.
There's probably a statement out there. If you look at their ruling, it probably explains it.
It's probably in Spanish.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Why it is that the Constitution of Honduras, because they modified the Constitution. This wasn't a law allowing this. This was a constitutional amendment. How the Constitution is unconstitutional. I don't understand.
I believe this, you know, the general statement was that they found that it was a violation of the sovereignty of Honduras. Because there would essentially be places within Honduras that were not subject completely to the government of Honduras.
A sovereign country has the right to make a constitution and abide by that constitution. So once you've made that constitution, that is, you know, that is the governing document.
Sure, but as you know, the men with robes get to decide what the constitution means. And they can kick out whatever they want.
They're probably threatened by somebody.
Unfortunately, the momentum, again, as a result, we no longer see any imminent development prospects in Honduras. Since our funding was contingent on making substantial progress within a year, we are winding down the company and returning our remaining funds to our investors. Thank them for their support of our work toward a better world for all. While we're saddened that the RED program didn't materialize, we're proud to have participated and learned much from the experience. We remain convinced... Right. That free city initiatives are the most promising strategy for alleviating global poverty.
I agree with this, and I think that this is, you know, it's just really a matter of time. Okay, so Honduras, one of these, you know, little crappy countries in Central America.
There's another 180 or so countries out there that you could approach.
And, you know, there are a lot of places on the mainland or in the water. I mean, I'm thinking of some of these Caribbean islands where they have actually uninhabited islands. You know, you could toss a few of these at a Free Cities project. Really? How's that going to affect the sovereignty of the people?
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. While they plan their next project, wherever it ends up being, we're going to be here in New Hampshire doing what it takes to be more free with over 1,000 people, over 1,100 people here already. We can tell you more about that coming up. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days, like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food?
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything that you want here at toll-free number 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hope you enjoy the features you'll find there. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for theirs, so we give it away. freetalklive.com. That's not why we give it away. It's just an interesting point. We've given away our website from day number one. And so enjoy freetalklive.com. If you like, you can support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Surely there's something you're looking to buy at this very moment. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it's for a loved one. Maybe it's for somebody else. You want to purchase it. You want to get a good deal. Well, go to shop.freetalklive.com, and it'll be delivered right to your door because it's Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can click into the right Amazon for you, Amazon US, UK, Canada. Click into the correct Amazon, and you'll get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live will benefit because we get a cut of the sale whenever you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Future Cities Project, which is shut down. Essentially, they told their investors they would have had a certain amount of progress by this time, a year from when they started back in August of 2011, and they didn't make that progress due to the Honduran government's Supreme Court stepping in the way and preventing anything from moving forward.
You'd think that the investors would understand. I mean, it's a project to garner more freedom, so they understand that governments tend to be tyrannical organizations. So when a government acts like a tyrannical organization, none of them could be too surprised.
Sure, sure. But I can also understand why, you wouldn't want to put money into an organization and just have them spend it all if it didn't seem like they were getting anywhere.
Sure.
And so they've returned the money to their investors. They're shutting down Future Cities International.
That sounds admirable to me. But I think that this Future Cities project is going to go on. Now they have
maybe in a different form.
Yeah,
but
I don't mean this company.
Yeah.
But this idea of charter cities already exists. It's existent. All you have to do is get one of the dozens of mainland countries, and then there's probably another few dozen in the Caribbean itself. Hong Kong makes it as an island. Is all they have to do is give some of their uninhabited land to have sort of less government control over, and then they can see the prosperity roll in.
And maybe they will find some government someday willing to do that, but most governments aren't really willing to give up any of their control, even if it means their citizens must suffer ever further of being impoverished.
They do it in the name of their citizens' prosperity. They say, well, you are not going to have control over this. The people of Honduras will not have control of the city. The city will exploit the people of Honduras. They'll have crappy, low-wage jobs as a result. It is far better that they lie in the dirt, unemployed, than to go and be exploited by the white guy.
Patry Friedman from 1000nations.com is explaining why they're shutting down. He says that he believes that the free city initiatives are the most promising strategy for alleviating global poverty. And that may be a true statement, that it may be the most promising strategy for alleviating global poverty.
I like his other project, which is seasteading, and it's a concept as opposed to, you know, really a project in and of itself. He's really fostering other projects like blueseed.co, where they take there are different ways of living on the sea. I think one of the best ideas is just taking old cruise ships and converting them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically converting cruise ships and putting them out there in the water, old cruise ships, because there's lots of them, as every 10 years or so, as the cruise lines come out with these bigger and better cruise ships, all the other cruise lines have to compete in that way. So you just take these, second or third tier cruise ships, convert them, put them out there in the water. It's not like it's a lot of wear and tear on them to, you know, basically stay steady and face into the wind or whatever they have to do. And then people essentially can do business on them. If you can get the internet and you can have electricity and you can have clean water and you have a free environment where people can work, you're going to have prosperity. And prosperity unlike they have on the mainland, where tyrannical organizations calling themselves the state have staked out monopolies and say that they own it.
Well, we've yet to see that materialize. I've heard that the Blue Sea guys actually have an old cruise ship, so maybe they're going to move forward.
They haven't?
That's what I'd heard. I thought didn't we not report that?
They were looking at a few of them.
I thought they were donated one or something like that, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Anyway, Patry Friedman.
Seasteading was donated a hull of a large ship. But
okay. Maybe I've got the two confused.
I actually was in contact with Max Marty from blueseed.co this week, and he's expecting a major announcement coming.
Okay.
But, you know, you've got to, just like with this project, you have to get all the paperwork done before you make the announcement.
As awareness grows that good rules and effective institutions are the foundations of improved standards of living, we expect that other countries will attempt similar programs. We look forward to a future with more opportunities for the sustainable development of free cities. In the meantime, we encourage you to follow and support the research nonprofits working to create these opportunities, the Free Cities Institute, which is located at freecities.org, the Seasteading Institute at seasteading.org, and Charter Cities at chartercities.org. So the nonprofit groups, I guess, continue to move forward with these ideas. This particular business has shut down the Future Cities International. And again, you know, I hope that it pans out for those guys. I'm still interested in hearing if another future city is a possibility somewhere. I think that'd be pretty exciting if it actually does end up coming to fruition. In the meantime, though, what we actually have happening is the Free State Project. And this is not pie in the sky. This is not a plan for the future. This is not something you need to invest a bunch of money in, except for enough time and money that it takes to get your butt up here to New Hampshire if you love the ideas of liberty.
Which it can cost a lot of money. I mean, you know, that Brian Travis moved all of his horses and business
that was a
and everything,
lot of money.
And it probably took him $100,000 to move.
Probably cost us a couple thousand, maybe.
We lost money on the sale of our houses, too.
Oh, yeah, I lost a huge amount of money on that.
So.
But I mean, as far as the actual move is concerned, it didn't cost that much. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement of now over 13,000 people who've signed up to make the move to New Hampshire. Over 1,100 people are already here as part of the Free State Project. And we want to reach that. We want that 13,000 number to reach 20,000. So we've still got a little ways to grow, and there's a lot that's already happening, though. Even with only 1,100 people here, there's a lot going on. I was just talking with Trevor Lyman online recently. You may recall his name from the Ron Paul blimp from back in the day, the Ron Paul money bomb. You don't know all those Ron Paul money bombs? This guy created the Ron Paul money bomb.
The first one, yeah. He's a dynamo and, very, very active.
He sent a message, actually, to the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree channel on Facebook, and expressed that he was going to be returning to New Hampshire likely, and because he had made the move here and then ended up having to leave for some reason, but now he's looking at making a return, and he says he believes that the Free State Project is the best option for Liberty.
Currently, I mean, it's the one going. I think that these other projects have...
We got 10 years under our belt now at this point with the Free State Project.
And sure.
It's just going to get better here on out as more people get active and more people make the move.
If you, for instance, if BlueSea.co gets their boat going, and I don't know exactly what their plans are. Basically, they're trying to make an incubator for startup businesses. But if you're able to duplicate what they did, and it's best that they go first or something, you make this sort of, this freedom boat that sits out in the water. I mean, if you can get 1,000, libertarians to move out to this boat and live there, then you're going to have a pretty freedom-oriented place that's going to, it's going to start free. It's going to start at zero, whereas the Free State Project is an idea of moving people, 20,000 people to one state in order to mm-hmm. turn back the tides of tyranny. So, there's a struggle built into the Free State Project, whereas the struggle with the Free State or the free boat or whatever is just getting it done.
We'll see. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think there's also the unforeseen consequences of building out at sea and what could happen.
Weather is certainly an issue. Unforgiving environment. One of the most dangerous jobs in America is...
As a longshoreman, right? Or not longshoreman, but a fishing boat.
A fishing boat. It's dangerous out there. The sea is... She is unforgiving.
All right. So you can bring up anything that you want. Maybe you've got a better idea. Maybe there's something else out there that we haven't heard about. Building on the sea, having future cities or the free cities or the Free State Project, which is actually happening. Is there anything else? Is there something else out there that is attractive as far as the ideas of liberty are concerned, as far as, having a more free place to live in the future? I'd love to know about it if I'm missing out on it.
I think the best you can do is, it's media. It's, whether it's person to person through blogs or whatever it is talking to people, because you have to turn people's minds. I think you can do that best if you're concentrated in one area, because you can... you can concentrate your efforts in that area, and then more people will be convinced. Essentially, convincing people of things just is just repeating the same message over and over again.
Right, and we're pretty good at doing that here with Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, and I agree with you. It's the concentration that is going to change the tides and is changing the tides. And we've got a state legislator here in New Hampshire who just posted on his blog, "We're all free staters now."
Yep.
Because anybody that steps out of line from the status quo, anybody that advocates for more liberty in any way, shape, or form in the state now is being called a free stater.
I don't know if that's entirely true. Basically, it's the Democrats are tossing out the epithet at Republicans and people that are faking and dinos and stuff like that.
Well, in a court paperwork that was sent to me recently, FSP member was the label used for anyone who was an activist.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they're a New Hampshire native, whatever their political party, was not even a fact.
And the fact that anybody that doesn't have members.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Halloween costumes on the way. Your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.pastorbutchteam.com. That's pastorbutchteam.com. or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.